Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of November, 2009. It's the birthday of the winner of the 2005 National Spelling Bee, Anurag Kashyap, of San Diego County, California. He was in the 8th grade when he correctly spelled the word appoggiatura, a musical term that means an embellishing note or tone which precedes an essential melodic note or tone. Appoggiatura, appoggiatura. The winning words since then include Ursprach, Serafina, and Gerdan. And this year's winning word was Laodicean, a word from the New Testament, a synonym for lukewarm. Today is the 29th birthday of Ishmael Beya, born in the fishing town of Matru, Sierra Leone, 1980, author of the book A Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier. Came out in 2007. It was chosen by Time magazine as one of the 10 best nonfiction books of that year, and it was a featured book at Starbucks. Ishmael Beya was 12 years old when Sierra Leone was in the midst of a brutal civil war. His town seemed far removed from it, and he was learning Shakespeare and performing in a dance and rap ensemble. And then the rebel army came into his town. His parents, his brothers were killed. He tried to run away. He said, "I couldn't believe that the simple and precious world I had known, where nights were celebrated with storytelling and dancing, and mornings greeted with the singing of birds and cockcrows, was now a place where only guns spoke." He was a fugitive for a year, and then the Sierra Leone government conscripted him, and by the time he was 13, he was carrying an AK-47. He was high on speed, fought for 2 years in bloody battles. He wound up at a UNICEF rehabilitation center, spent 8 months there. A woman in New York who worked for a nonprofit befriended him, and the boy escaped from Sierra Leone into Guinea, went on to New York, was adopted by the woman, finished high school, graduated from Oberlin, and wrote the memoir. Here's a poem for today by Matt Cook, entitled Where They Were and What They Were Doing. I was looking through Milwaukee newspapers from the day after John F. Kennedy was shot. There was this auto body worker who brought his BB gun to work that day. He was arrested for shooting his BB gun out the windows of the body plant at passing automobiles. That's where he was and what he was doing on the day President Kennedy was assassinated. Then there was this biochemist. He was giving this speech at some university in town. He was inviting the audience to imagine a strain of pneumonia bacteria that was wearing a heavy armor suit that was actually made of protein. That was his public speaking metaphor. His point was that the protein would act like a shield against white blood cells. That's what that guy was up to that day. And just outside of town somewhere, a car slammed into a truck on a rainy highway. The car guy died of head injuries. The truck guy was in satisfactory condition with neck pain. In satisfactory condition with neck pain. That's where that guy was and what he was doing the day President Kennedy was shot. These kids broke into a junior high school. They stole $20 worth of stamps and smashed up an aquarium. That was their story. That's where they were and what they were doing. A poem by Matt Cook, Where They Were and What They Were Doing, from his collection In the Small of My Backyard, published by Manic D. Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.